今天的题目是数算主恩。
Today's topic is counting the blessings of God.
刚才我们已经唱过那首诗歌《数算主恩》。
And we have just sung the song "Count Your Blessings."
我们知道在感恩节的时候，我们实在有很多事情要感谢神。
And we know that during the time of Thanksgiving, we have many things that we like to give thanks to God.
所以我们就趁着这个机会来感谢我们的神。
So we like to use this opportunity to give thanks to our God.
也要数算主的恩典在过去怎么带领我们。
And we like to count God's blessings and see how He has led us in the past.
所以如果你有圣经的话，打开诗篇一百篇。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 100. Psalm 100.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his.We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
特别我们要看第四节到第五节。
And let's focus especially on verses 4 and 5.
当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
腓立比书第四章第六节第七节这么说。
In Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 it says,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，并在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节。
And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 it says,
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances.But this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
圣经告诉我们在凡事都要谢恩。
The Bible tells us to give thanks in all things.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
But this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们今天我要在这里数算神的恩典。
And today I'd like to count God's blessing.
并且要感谢他在过去的带领。
And give thanks to him for his past guidance.
也感谢他过去所作所为。
And to give thanks for all his workings in the past.
我也盼望你能够在这个感恩节的时候数算主的恩典。
And I hope during this period of Thanksgiving that you too would count God's blessings.
我是在17岁的时候信主。
I became a Christian when I was 17.
我在我还没有信主之前曾经发生过一个很惊险的一个经历。
And before I became a Christian, and there was a very scary experience.
那时候我念初中三。
I was in ninth grade at the time.
那么学年结束的时候，我们一群学生就到河边去野餐。
At the end of the year, several students and I went to next to the river to have a picnic.
我的父亲经常提醒我不要到河边或者湖里去游泳。
My father constantly reminded me that I shouldn't go swim in the river or the lake.
因为相当的危险。
Because it's very dangerous.
他说你可以去爬山，但是不可以到河边去或者湖里去游泳。
He said you may go hiking, but you cannot go and swim in the river or the lake.
那么那天来到河边的时候。
And that day when we went next to the river.
啊，换了衣服就跳进水里面去。
We changed and we all jumped into the water.
那么我们一群学生都玩得非常的高兴。
There's a bunch of us students and we were having a lot of fun.
我们玩那个野餐的地点就是两条河聚在一起，然后成为一条河那个地方。
The place that we were having our picnic is where two rivers meet.
那么中文我查字典，这个地方叫做汇流区，汇流区。It's a confluence, the confluence of the river. 这个地方非常的有趣。
And this place was a lot of fun.
那么当这两条河聚在一起的时候
，and when these two rivers meet，
这个河床都非不是很深
，the river bed is not very deep，
那么水大概是到这里
，and the water is only about waist deep。
但是当这两条河聚在一起成为一条河的时候
，but when they join，
它的河床就突然间会掉下去
，the river bed drops。
所以我们一群学生就在那个浅的河床上。在那边玩水。
So some of us were playing in the shallow part.
所以玩得非常的高兴。
We were very, having a lot of fun.
那么在我玩得非常高兴的时候，突然间我掉进那个深处的地方。
And as I was having fun, suddenly I went into the deep part.
那么还好我还会游泳那个。
It's a good thing I knew how to swim.
所以我能够游回来，游到岸上去。
So I was able to swim back to the shore.
但是当我回到岸上的时候，我看到我的朋友他也掉进去。
But when I got to the shore, I saw that my friend had fallen in as well.
但他不会游泳。
But he didn't know how to swim.
所以我就尝试伸手出去拉他上来。
So I tried to reach out my hand to help him.
但是当我伸手出去的时候，我又掉回去。
But when I reached out my hand, I fell in again.
但是这次我不能够游回岸上去。
But this time I wasn't able to swim back.
因为身体实在太累了。
Because I was so tired.
因为我们还骑着自行车经过一条小径来到这个地方，所以已经很疲倦了。
Because we actually biked over to this place, so I was very tired.
所以我没有办法游到岸上去。
So I wasn't able to swim back to shore.
那个水就把我冲的越冲的越远。
So the water began to wash me further away.
我有两个朋友，他们都很会游泳。
I have two other friends who were good swimmers.
所以他们就尝试来把我救上来。
So they came to rescue me.
我还记得，如果有人你在被水淹的时候，有人来要来救你的时候，你不可以挣扎。
And I remember that if someone's attempting to do a water rescue, you shouldn't struggle.
所以我没有挣扎。
So I didn't struggle.
但是他们想办法把我弄上来。
They were trying to lift me out of the water.
但是他们就没有办法把我拉到岸上去。
But for some reason, they couldn't pull me to shore.
因为那个水实在是太急了。
Because the water was flowing very quickly.
就被冲越冲到一个越远的地方去。
And I was washed even further downstream.
那个时候，我发觉到我就又上又下，又上又下。
At that point, I was just bobbing up and down.
我就知道我的生命就要结束了。
And I realized my life is probably at an end.
然后突然间，我的眼前，我看到有一个东西经过。
Suddenly, I saw in front of me something passing by.
我就很紧张，把它抓住。
I just quickly grabbed onto it.
原来是一条小船。
It was a small boat.
很奇妙的，这条小船是我一个同学他的叔叔的。
It's amazing that this small boat actually belongs to the uncle of one of my friends.
那他把我们送到那个对岸的时候，他原本要回家的。
And after he brought us to the opposite shore, initially he was just going to go home.
但是他没有回家。
But he didn't go home.
他留下来跟我们在一起。
He remained with us.
如果不是他的话，可能我今天也不会站在这里。
If it's not for him, perhaps today I wouldn't be here.
那么我被救上来的时候。
And after I was rescued.
那么那个时候我心里面突然间感谢到，心里面会感谢神。
I had a sense in my heart to give thanks to God.
那个时候还没有信耶稣。
At that point, I was not a Christian.
我感谢神保守了我的生命。
I thank God for keeping my life.
但是那个时候我不晓得是哪一位神。
But at that point, I didn't know who God was.
很奇妙的，大概过了几个月的时间。
Amazingly, after a few months.
我接触了福音。
I encountered the gospel.
我从来没有听过福音。
I have never heard the gospel.
这是我第一次在人生里面听到福音。
This was the first time I heard of the gospel.
福音临到我的家里。
The gospel came to my family.
我的哥哥把福音传给我。
My older brother told me about the gospel.
我是我家里面第二个人信主的。
I was the second person in my family who believed in Jesus.
到今天我们一家还有亲戚朋友大概有二十几个人信主。
Till today, 20 some plus of my family and relatives have become Christians.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主这么恩待我们一家。
Thank God for having such grace and mercy upon our family.
信耶稣使我找到人生的真意。
Becoming a Christian enabled me to find the true meaning of life.
在我14岁的时候，我就开始想到人生的意义。
When I was 14, I began to ponder on the meaning of life.
人活着到底为了什么？
What is the meaning of our life?
人死后到哪里去？
Where do we go after we die?
这些问题困扰了我好一阵子。
These questions troubled me for a while.
直到我听到福音的时候。
Until I heard the gospel.
我从这本圣经里面找到人生的真意。
And from the Bible, I found out the true meaning of life.
那么当我信主之后，
After I become a Christian,
我的生命和我的人生观有很大的改变。
There was a great change in my life and my view of life.
最重要的，我知道我死后到哪里去。
Most importantly, I knew where I was going after I died.
我在高中的时候信主。
I became a Christian in high school.
我高中毕业之后，我有机会到国外去念大学。
And after graduating from high school, I had an opportunity to go out of the country for my studies.
我能够到国外去念大学，完全都是出于神的恩典。
I was able to come leave the country to study with God's grace.
因为我家不富裕。
Because my family is not rich.
我家有点穷苦。
In fact, we're a little poor.
父亲没有办法送我到国外去念书。
There was no way my father could send me out to study.
我还记得我跟我父亲说。
I remember telling my father.
我要到美国去念书。
I'd like to go to the United States to study.
我父亲就对我说。
My father told me.
你以为我是摇钱树？
You think I'm a money tree?
我父亲真的是没有钱。
My father indeed had no money.
送我到国外去念书。
To send me overseas to study.
我的父亲没有钱。
My father didn't have money.
但是我的天父很多钱。
But my heavenly father is wealthy.
那么虽然父亲没有钱，
Even though my father had no money,
我仍然尝试申请到美国去念书。
I still attempted to apply to the U.S. to study.
那么申请到大学的时候，
And when I was accepted to the university,
就想办法找钱了。
I tried to find money.
中介西借。
I borrowed a little here, a little there.
这里借那里借。
Borrow here, borrow there.
终于借到一年的经费。
Finally, I had sufficient funds for 1 year.
凭着信心就来到美国过四年的大学生活。
And by faith, I came to the States and lived out 4 years of college education.
我的钱一算一年就用完。
The money that I had initially would have only lasted for 1 year.
但是四年的大学生活，我看到了神的恩典和神的供应。
But in 4 years of college, I saw God's provision.
不是因为我只有一年的经费而没有完全我的完成我的学业。
It's not, and so I was not limited to the fact that I only have 1 year's worth of money, and I was able to finish my study.
那么神供应我的需要，我的学费，直到我能够在四年里面完成我的大学的学位。
God provided for me my living expense, my tuition, so that I was able to study for all 4 years.
我记得有一个学期啊。
I remember one semester.
没有钱付学费。
I didn't have money for tuition.
还有两天就要开学了。
And 2 more days, the school was going to start.
不晓得怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
没有钱交学费，可能那个学期就不能够上学了。
I didn't have money for tuition, so perhaps I couldn't go to school that semester.
但是很奇妙的，在还没有开学之前。
But amazingly, before school started.
有人替我付上那个学费。
Someone paid for my tuition.
我还记得还有一次。
I still remember another time.
我的口袋里还有一块钱。
I had a dollar left in my pocket.
只有一块钱了。
Only $1.
不晓得怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
那个晚上我上床睡觉的时候。
And that night when I went to bed.
我发现到我的枕头下有一点钞票。
I realized under my pillow there was a stack of money.
那么在这四年里面，我看到神的恩典，神的供应。
And these 4 years, I saw God's grace and His provision.
神不但让我有机会念大学。
Not only did God give me the opportunity to go to school here.
也给我一个很好的机会参与一个很好的教会。
He also gave me a wonderful opportunity to be part of a wonderful church.
神给我一个美好的属灵的环境。
God gave me a wonderful spiritual environment.
使我的灵命有成长。
So that I grew spiritually.
我们经过这四年的大学的生活。
And through the 4 years of college life.
开始学习到怎样去信靠神。
I began to learn how to trust God.
那么大学毕业之后。
And after undergrad.
神让我在工程界里面工作了15年的时间。
God enabled me to work in the engineering field for 15 years.
我们一边的工作，一边的侍奉神。
I worked and served God.
我们在这些年里面，心里面很想用很多的时间来去侍奉我这位神。
And during this period, I really had the desire to serve my God more.
但是时间只有这么多。
But my time was limited.
因为我有一份全职的工作。
Because I had a full-time job.
我很喜欢我的工作。
I like my job.
但是我又很想用时间来侍奉神。
But I also had a desire to serve God with my time.
所以很矛盾。
So I was in great conflict.
然后我有一年心里面只是就是那种挣扎。
And I continue to have struggle in my heart.
有一年我还代职侍奉。
And 1 year I served while having a full-time job.
我牧养一间教会。
I was pastoring a church.
那个时候我发觉到我不能够做两件事情。
At that point, I realized I couldn't do 2 things.
如果要把事情做好的话，你要选一样。
If I am going to do a good job, I must choose.
所以我心里面就是有那种挣扎。
So I had a struggle in my heart.
我只能够做一个选择。
I can only make one choice.
神也告诉我，如果你要侍奉我的话，你应该辞去你的工作。
And God also told me that if you want to serve me, you should quit your job.
那么因此在1999年的时候。我回应神对我的呼召。
So in 1999, I responded to God's calling.
我回应神对我的呼召去念神学。
I responded to God's calling to go to the seminary.
我们这个决定确实不是很容易。
This was not an easy decision.
把工作辞去。
To quit my job.
带着一家人离开马来西亚到美国来。
To bring the whole family out of Malaysia to come to the States.
过一个凭着信心的生活。
To live a life of faith.
确实不容易。
It was not easy.
那个时候我跟神讨价还价。
At that point, I was trying to bargain with God.
我说神啊，如果你要我去美国念神学的话，
I said, God, if you want me to go and to the seminary in the States,
好吧，我就辞去我的工作，带着家人去美国念神学。
I'll quit my job. I'll bring my family to the States to study.
但是有个条件。
But I have one request.
我去念神学，我需要钱。
If I go, I need money.
因为现在我没有钱。
Because now I don't have any money.
我也知道我天父有很多钱。
I knew that my father, my heavenly father was wealthy.
上次我父亲没有钱送我到美国去念书。
In the past, when my father didn't have any money.
但是我知道天父有很多钱，就是能够送我去念神学。
But I knew that my heavenly father had a lot of money to send me to the seminary.
所以我就向天父讨价还价。
So I bargained with my heavenly father.
我说父神，如果你要我去念神学的话。
I said, Heavenly Father, if you want me to go to the seminary, to
study, 你就供应我这个经费。
You need to provide for all the money that I need.
这也证明你呼召我去侍奉你。
And this will also serve as a proof that you have called me.
所以那个时候我就申请两间神学院。
So at that point, I applied to two seminaries.
是美国两间最大。很有规模的两间神学院。
There are two of the largest seminaries in the United States.
我们一间就是在 Dallas. One was in Dallas.
One was in Dallas.
就是 Dallas 神学院。
It was Dallas Theological Seminary.
另外一间就是西南神学院，在 Fort Worth.
The other one was in Fort Worth, a Southwestern Baptist Seminary.
所以这两间神学院。我都相当的熟悉。
I was very familiar with both of these seminaries.
因为以前我是在那边念大学。
Because I had studied undergraduate studies over there.
所以我就申请这两间神学院。
So I applied to these two seminaries.
但是那个经费不少。
But the expense was great.
大那神学院一年的经费，如果一家四口的话，要3万。
And for Dallas Theological Seminary for a family of four, I need $30,000 a year.
西南神学院就一万九。
And Southwestern, it was only $19,000 a year.
相比的话，也有一个距离。
It was a big difference comparing the two.
但是一万九还是很多钱啊。
But $19,000 is still a lot of money.
那么我就在1999年年初的时候，我就把我的申请表格递上。
So at the beginning of 1999, I sent in my application.
那么我就等待在这个1999年的时候，看看神到底要做些什么事情。
And at that point, I waited to see how God is going to work.
我申请这两间神学院。
I applied to both of these seminaries.
那么同时我也有写信到美国以前我教会的一些弟兄姐妹。
At the same time, I wrote letters to brothers and sisters back in the States.
那么告诉他神的呼召。
And told them of God's calling.
是否他们能够在这个经费上借着神的感动来帮助我。
And I asked if through God's moving their hearts that they would be willing to help me.
但是1999年结束了。
But 1999 came and went.
神学院也接受我。
The seminaries accepted me.
只有一件事情。
It was one problem.
没有钱。
No money.
一分钱都没有。
Not a cent.
我跟神说，我说怎么去
？I asked God, how can I go?
没有钱怎么去
？No money, how can I go?
但是神说你要去。
But God says you must go.
神的呼召在1999年结束的时候更加的强烈。
At the end of 1999, God's calling was even stronger.
没有钱还是要去。
No money, I still need to go.
因为天父有很多钱。
Because Heavenly Father is wealthy.
所以在2000年 四月的时候，我就辞去了我的工作。
So in April 2000, I quit my job.
我还记得我到我的上司的办公室的时候，在他有在办公室的时候，我就把我的信放在他的桌子上。
I remember going to my boss's office and leaving my letter of resignation on his desk.
然后他回来的时候，他就看到我的信。
When he came back, he saw my letter.
然后他就叫我进去他的办公室。
And he called me into his office.
他说做得好好的，为什么要辞了？
He asked, you're doing a great job, why are you quitting?
我说我要去念神学。
I said, I'm going to the seminary.
他说什么？
What?
他说什么是神学？
What is seminary?
我就跟他讲。
And I explained to him.
我说我回应神的呼召。我辞去我的工作到美国去念神学。
I told him I'm responding to God's calling and I'm quitting my job, going back to the U.S. to study.
那么虽然工作已经辞去
，Even though I had already quit my job，
就是准备一切要离开马来西亚到美国去念神学。
In preparation to leave Malaysia to come to the States to study，
但是那个时候心里面还是有很大的挣扎。
But I had great struggle in my heart.
那么到底我做这个决定是不是神的旨意？
This decision that I'm making, is it truly God's will?
是不是神的呼召？
Is it God's calling?
因为这个是很重要。
Because this is very important.
如果不是神的呼召的话，我不要去。
If it's not God's calling, I will not go.
如果是的话，我愿意去。
If it is, I am willing to go.
就在2000年四月十九号的时候，那个受难节。
So April 19, 2000, on Good Friday.
我做了一个梦。
I had a dream.
梦里面就有两幅图画。
And there were two pictures in my dream.
第一幅图画就是梦见我在我老板那个上司的办公室里面。
And the first dream was I was in my boss's office.
谈到关于我辞职的事情。
Talking about my resignation.
那么那个老板就问我问我好不好我们把这件事情告诉公司里面所有的工程师。
And he was asking me, is it okay if I announce this to all the other engineers in the office.
因为我们公司里面大概有300多位工程师。
Because in our company there was about 300 engineers.
我说不要。
I said no.
这么不光荣的事情，怎么告诉别人
？This is not a great thing. Why should we announce it to everyone?
又不是什么大事啊、哦？这个这么愚蠢的人选择做这个决定。
And it's not even any great thing, it's only a foolish decision of some individual.
所以我心里面说不要告诉别人。
So in my heart, there's a sense of not announcing it to everyone.
然后突然间这一幕就不见了。
And suddenly this scene disappeared.
然后再下来有第二幕。
And it's followed by another scene.
我看到一个十字架。
I saw a cross.
这个当我看到这个十字架的时候
，And when I saw the cross，
我听到声音说
，I heard a voice saying，
我把我的独生子赐给你们，赐给你，你把你的工作辞去算了什么
？I have already given you my only son， you resigning from your job， what is it？
那个时候我突然间心里面感到就是很伤心。
And at that point, I weep in my heart.
我就跪在神面前求神赦免我。
I knelt down before God and asked Him for forgiveness.
这是我的梦。
This was my dream.
也是神印证我他对我的呼召。
And it was God's confirmation of my calling.
所以我们一家就在2000年的时候七月离开马来西亚到美国来。
So in July 2000, we left Malaysia to come to the States.
就是我们一家把整家搬到美国来。
So we moved our whole family over to the States.
来开始过一个 信靠神的生活。
To begin a life of trusting in God.
那个时候我的心里面真的感觉到好像旧约所说的亚伯拉罕。
At that point, I felt like Abraham of the Old Testament.
因为神吩咐亚伯拉罕，你离开你的神乡本土，到我所吩咐你的一个地方去。
Because God commanded Abraham to leave his relatives, his family, to come to a new land.
亚伯拉罕不知道他所要到的地方是怎么样。
Abraham didn't know where he was going, what the land is going to be like.
当时我的感受就是这样。
That was my feeling at the time.
所以如果要学习怎么信靠神。
So if we are to learn how to trust in God.
这是一个很好的机会。
This is a very good opportunity.
神说你要信靠。
God says you must trust me.
那么有一圣经里面有一段经文，就是在这个马太福音第六章啊25-34.
And there's a passage in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verses 25-34.
这里讲到耶稣的教导。
Here he talks about Jesus' teaching.
教导怎样信靠神。
He teaches us how to trust in God.
这个教导成为我学习信靠神的功课。
And this teaching became my lesson as to how to trust in God.
马太福音第六章第二十六节。
Matthew 6, verse 26.
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收。
Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap.
也不积储在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他。
Or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
Are you not much more valuable than they?
那么后来我又看到28-29.
Later on, I read verses 28-29.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？
And why do you worry about clothes?
你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？
See how the lilies of the field grow.
它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
They do not labor or spin.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候。
Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor.
他所穿戴的还不如这花朵衣呢。
Was dressed like one of these.
其实马太福音第六章25-34这段经文我非常的熟悉。
Actually, I was very familiar with this passage from Matthew 6:25-34.
我听过。
I've heard of it.
我听过别人讲。
I've heard of it being preached by others.
我自己在圣经里面经常读过。
And I often have read it in the Bible.
其实我在讲道里面也有讲过这段经文。
And even when I preached, I used this passage.
但是我不能够完全的明白它的含义。
And yet, I could not understand its full meaning.
那经过5年的神学院的生活，我真正的体会到神所说的。
But after 5 years in the seminary, I really experienced what God said.
那么刚到神学院的6个月，非常的难过。
The first 6 months after I went to the seminary, I was very depressed.
你说怎么难过
How?
就好像圣经里面讲的意义就是如千年了。
It was like Bible saying one day is as 1,000 years.
那么心里面一直在想到底神怎么供应我的需要。
And I keep wondering how will God provide for me?
我记得我在神学院打工。
I remember I was working in the seminary.
我每个星期的收入其实不是，每个月的收入370块钱。
And every month my income was $370.
但是我的房租420块。
But my rent was $420.
还有这个保险啊，还有食物啊，还有衣服啊，孩子要上学，种种的经费怎么办
？There's also insurance, food, clothes, kids, all kinds of expense. How can I cover all of them?
所以。前面的6个月真的是很难过。
So the first 6 months was very difficult.
因为没有看到一分钱。
Because I didn't see a penny come in.
那我记得我在这个神学院打工的时候
I remember when I was working in the seminary
我就在神学院做一些清理的工作
I was doing some cleaning work in the seminary
那么有一个晚上我就在这个神学院这个音乐系那个建筑物那边清理
And one evening I was cleaning in their music building
那么心里面非常的烦闷
I was very upset in my heart
我就在那边他们擦，因为那个古老的那种建筑物，它有那些很大的那些玻璃镜。
And it was a very old building, and there's these glass panes.
所以我就在那边擦。
So I was cleaning, wiping.
我心里面很烦乱。
I was very upset in my heart.
那么到底神把我们带到这个地方来，难怪，难道他不看顾我们吗？
Is that God will bring us here and still not watch over us?
所以在那个时候，我就往那个天上看。
And at that time, I was looking up in the sky.
我就看到天上有很多很多的星星。
I saw many stars in the sky.
因为那天晚上实在是非常的晴朗。
Because it was a very clear night.
所以我看到天上的星星。
I saw the host of stars in the sky.
那么突然间我就想到以赛亚书40章25节到26节。
And suddenly I remember Isaiah 40 verses 25 and 26.
那圣子说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One.
你们降生几目，看谁创造这万象。
Lift your eyes and look to the heavens.Who created all these?
按树木领处，他一一称其名。
He who brings out the starry host one by one.
因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
And calls them each by name because of his great power and mighty strength. Not one of them is missing.
那个时候，我的心里面感觉到很忏悔。
And at that time, I repented in my heart.
难道这个创造万物天地的主宰不能够供应我的需要吗？
Is it that the creator of heaven and earth cannot provide for all my needs?
我刚才讲过我的天父非常的有钱。
I mentioned that my heavenly father is very wealthy.
他真的是很有钱。
He's truly wealthy.
我们在神学院五年的时间从来没有缺乏。
In a seminary for 5 years you have never lacked.
五年已经结束。
5 years came and went.
所以我相信这位神是信实的。
So I believe that our God is a faithful God.
就像诗篇100篇第五节最后的一句说。
And as it says, Psalm 100 verse 5, the last part says,
他的信实直到万代。
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
回头看的时候，我看到神怎么供应我们的需要。
When I look back, I see how God has provided all my needs.
我看到神是一位信实的神。
I see that God is a faithful God.
神不会亏待。
God will not shortchange you.
今年的二月二号。
This year, February 2nd.
啊，你们有些都知道发生了什么事情。
Some of you know what happened.
那天中午的时候，我跟这个。美西南浸信会年会的总干事苏武昌。
During lunch, I was having lunch with the executive director of the Southern Baptist Convention.
苏武昌的时候，他说：“哎，你是颈上那个什么东西？”
And during lunch, he looked at my neck and said, "There's something on your neck."
我都没有看到，我就去摸。
I didn't know what it was. I couldn't see it, so I started feeling it.
我去摸，又去捏，去压。
I tried to pinch it, try to figure out what it is.
某晚间我就觉得头昏昏的。
Suddenly I felt faint.
那么突然间我不省人事。
And then I didn't know what happened.
然后又醒来。
I passed out and I woke up.
我就问这位总干事。
And I asked the executive director.
我说我昏了多久。
I asked him how long was I out.
他说大概有两三分钟。
He said about 2-3 minutes.
所以后来我就到医院去检查。
So I ended up going to the hospital to be checked out.
所以两件事情，到底我们为什么我昏倒
？And so the two things why I passed out.
那么第二件事情，到底这个什么东西来
？And second, what is this thing that's growing?
所以我就进了那个emergency.
So I went to emergency.
然后他说你要住院要检查。
And they told me that you need to stay in the hospital and be checked out.
所以他们检查了很多东西啊，又救照，又验血啊，但是发觉到他们也不知道为什么我会晕倒。
So they took all kinds of tests and they didn't know why I fainted.
他说可能是你在捏的时候影响到你的脑。
And I said, well, probably when you were pinching and pressing that affected your brain.
然后隔天的时候，那么就有一个这个甲状腺的一个专科医生来看。
And then there was a specialist the next day to come and check me out.
还好第一句话他告诉我。
It was a good thing. The first thing that he said.
他说十个人当中，只有一个人是有 cancer。
He said, well, it's only one out of ten that has cancer.
所以我心里面听了，也蛮安心。
So I thought that's not bad odds.
但是感谢主，神的保守。
But thank God for His protection.
今天这个东西不见了。
Today the whatever it was is not there anymore.
所以我在这里要数算神的恩典。
So here I'd like to count God's blessings.
神的恩典够我们用。
God's blessings are indeed sufficient for us.
我也盼望你们能够数算神的恩典。
And I hope that each one of us will count God's blessings.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
他的信实何等的广大。
His faithfulness is great.
让我们来一起在神的面前重新祷告。
Let's pray before God.
Therefore, 我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是那位又真又实的神。
Because you are the true God.
你不会丢弃我们。
You will not leave us.
就像你看顾那天上的飞鸟。
Just as you watch over the birds in the sky.
就像你供应那地上的百合花。
Just as you provide for the lilies of the field.
主啊，求你加添我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们能够信靠你。
That we may trust you.
让我们不要伤心两意。
So we may not be sad.
让我们不要分心。
That our hearts may not be divided.
让我们能够专心的仰望。
That we will focus on you.
因为你是那可以信靠的神。
Because you are trustworthy God.
让贵重站起来唱感谢神。
Let's all rise and sing thanks to God.